This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Major General Paul Vallely, U.S. Army retired. He is also the author of Endgame, the Blueprint for Victory in the War on Terror, as well as Baghdad Ablaze, and most recently, Blood for Our Future. He's also the author of an editorial that appeared in the Washington Times late last week that was co-authored by retired Air Force General Tom McInerney and Professor Lou Bears. The subject is Iran and advice to the incoming Obama administration. And General Vallely, it's always good to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Obviously, you and I have talked about Iran on many occasions. You believe dealing successfully with Iran is obviously key to the long-term stability in Iraq, as well as overall winning the war on terror, as laid out in your book several years ago. What should be the very first priorities of the incoming administration in understanding the best way to confront Iran?
Well, I think, Greg, what we're trying to point out in the op-ed, the article, was really a prevailing U.S. strategy that has to be planned out by the new administration, which takes into account a number of threats out there. Many of us felt there hasn't really been a good, solid, prevailing Middle East strategy, for example, that takes into account the entire Middle East and what's happening there, or the entire Pakistan-India area of the world. So overall strategy, of course, the way we were taught it, and I think it's still valid today, that you have to have that overall far-reaching strategy then that drills down into specific regions. So that's the main point of the op-ed article, and of course part of that in dealing with Iran, Iraq, in that area, including Afghanistan and even Pakistan, that there's got to be a strategy that is being pursued by the new administration. Now, if that includes more negotiations, it includes more covert operations in order to make sure that we put down the spread of radical Islam. The case in point to the op-ed that we wrote would be Mumbai, India, that just happened last week. So that's the main focus on that article, and certainly when we're looking at nuclear strategy, what is going to be our nuclear strategy if, in fact, Pakistan, India have nuclear weapons, Iran developing them, then what is our Cold War current strategy, if I could use that term, because that's what we had as a Cold War preventive, a deterrence-type strategy.
General, one of the things you talk about in this piece, along with your colleagues, is something that was talked about a lot prior to the onset of Operation Iraqi Freedom, and that is the doctrine of preemption. There are certainly those who believe in the wake of 9/11 that that's necessary as we see threats emerging. Others say there are elements of the Iraq story that suggest that preemption is not the way to go. Explain why you believe that is still a vital weapon for the United States to possess.
Well, there again, Greg, Mumbai, India would be a good example of preventive action if the intelligence was there for the Indians to have taken preventive action if they knew, in fact, these individuals were being trained in secret training bases somewhere, such as in the tribal lands of Pakistan. That intervening action could be taken by Pakistani authorities or others to make sure that that threat is neutralized prior to it being able to be put into an operational form. So preemption is a very important part of strategy today, particularly when you're dealing with the likes of these radical jihad groups, radical Muslim groups that are training in Pakistan, planning major attacks, terrorist attacks in cities like Mumbai, London, Paris, New York, or wherever. So it's very important, more important than ever, I think, that we have that kind of strategy that would take action before innocent people are killed. That's what it's about.
We're talking with retired Army General Paul Vallely. And General, and I know another key focal point in your book with General McInerney entitled Endgame was that the crux of the Middle East crisis had to be addressed, the Israeli-Palestinian standoff, potentially the two-state solution. Obviously, that's been complicated in the last couple of years by the fact that Hamas has now been legitimately elected as the majority party in the Palestinian parliament. What do you see as the most rational course for the Obama administration to pursue specifically with Middle East peace?
Well, here again, if you look at our book Endgame, nothing has changed. In other words, what we outline in Endgame is that it's got to be an outside-in strategy over there dealing with Israel. You can't solve the problems with the Palestinians, Hamas or Hezbollah to their north, without cutting off the nation states that support their terrorism and what they're doing in West Bank and Gaza, the importation of arms, the importation of training for these terrorist cells that emanates from Iran and from Syria. So you see, you can't solve that internal problem unless you take the major players out of play, such as Syria and Iran, and for them to change their ways and come into this world and deal with this world as a rational nation, not one that supports terror. This is very easily understood, Greg, in my opinion. But people can't focus on what has to be done. So they're trying to create a two-state area situation there of Palestine, the Palestinians, and Israel. Well, you have those outlying actors outside of Israel and the West Bank and Gaza that are affecting what's going on, such as Hezbollah in Lebanon, who don't want peace with Israel. So you see, you can't get there from here unless you have that overarching strategy that's going to deal with the center of the problem. And all terror now, in my opinion, emanates from Iran.
Well, General, unfortunately, we're out of time. But as you've mentioned in the book and again here today, the fundamentals in the region need to change for there to be significant progress. And unfortunately, we haven't seen that. Thanks very much, as always, for your time.
Okay, Greg, thank you.
Retired Army General Paul Vallely is the co-author of Endgame, The Blueprint for Victory in the War on Terror, as well as Baghdad Ablaze, and most recently, Blood for Our Future. His opinion piece, co-authored by retired Air Force General Tom McInerney and Professor Lou Bears, appeared in Friday's Washington Times. When we come back on Dateline Washington, another look at our ailing economy with the help of Forbes.com. Stay with us.